You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the Class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the Class of 2020 has to say.
Lori Prox here with Cora Kakak, a Valdez High School senior. Congratulations on your graduation. How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling great about it. I mean, it's better than not having a great graduation, you know, not like a Zoom one or...
Definitely. The plans are coming together for a drive-in graduation and a big parade here in Valdez. And you've been a part of that, right?
Yes, I have. It's a great process just trying to figure out a different option for graduation.
Tell us about it. Tell us what the students have been doing, most largely the school council, right?
Yes. We had a Zoom meeting, all of us together, deciding which plan we would do instead of not having one or just having one over Zoom or have it mailed to us. We had an option of waiting a few months, but there were families that were supposed to come here, you know, do airplanes coming in, I don't know. But then we decided, why not a car parade instead of just waiting until like August to do the graduation.
And now that's looking kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think some places the kids are just driving by and they're throwing a diploma through the window. So I think you guys did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your work doing that. What are your plans following graduation? You haven't had time to think about it the last 2 weeks with all this planning going on. But beyond this graduation, what are you going to be doing with your life?
Well, for the next 2 years, I'm going to be at Prince William Sound. And then I'll probably head out and start something. I mean, I don't have anything planned, so it's just kind of crazy.
What are some areas that you enjoy?
Well, I didn't really like history at all. I just didn't like it. I found it as a boring subject first, but I took a little bit of liking to it because there were some eye-opening things in there that I was taught and that I was given from the assignments. So it practically just changed me and my other views on life, other than just art that I always do, you know, like photography and...
Yeah, you have a lot of things going that you're proficient at, so you have a good range of options out ahead of you. You mentioned then you'll leave Valdez, so is living outside of Alaska your plans for the future, or just to get out for a while? What are you thinking?
I think living out of Valdez for at least 10 years would probably be good for me, because I just want to travel. I want to go somewhere other than just be in Alaska, and I mean, it's beautiful, but traveling to see other places, it's a great way to learn more about the world rather than from a book.
What kind of person do you see yourself as? Looking 5-10 years down the road, what are some characteristics that are important to you?
I think the person that I'll be in 5 years will just be more mature and not have any fear of doing the adult things. Because like, I don't have a car. I don't have a license. But me in 5 years will probably get over that someday.
Do you have any advice for young kids?
Yeah, you need a day off. You can totally take a day off. I mean, if it's stressing you out too much, if there's something stressing you out too much, it is okay to take a day off, a day or two. Just get your mindset right, get yourself together, calm down, and relax for a day or two. It really helps. I mean, you don't have to overthink it at all. It's not going to ruin you. You're not going to be able to graduate because you're taking a day or two off every other month or a few weeks.
That's great advice, not just for kids, but for everybody right now.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight, where we interviewed the class of 2020. You just heard Cora Kagak answer questions about her high school experience, future plans, and more. Make sure to give a listen to the other Senior Spotlights to see what the other members of the class of 2020 has to say. We'd like to thank our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway, and the sponsors of 2019 Senior Spotlights. We are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Haltness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector, Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.